Upper Room Community Church presents Healing the Brokenhearted and Setting the Captives Free.
For to you I pray, my God and my King. In the morning I lay my request before you and wait in expectation.
Good evening, radio listeners. Welcome once again to our broadcast, Healing the Brokenhearted and Setting the Captives Free. Have you ever wondered if the path you are on in life is the right one? Have you ever felt that you should be doing something else, but you're not sure? And in fact, you may even be afraid to step into the unknown. Well, there was a man by the name of Abraham who was living at home with his father and family, quite comfortable. And one day, God himself told him to leave them and go to a place that Abraham had never been before. In fact, God did not even tell him where he was to go immediately. Would you have gone if you were Abraham? Would you have obeyed the call of God on your life? Well, let's find out what Abraham did. As Pastor Muirhead teaches us through Abraham's life some lessons on what to do when there is a call of God on our lives.
We're going to be doing a brief study on God's call on Abraham's life. You know, very often when we read the Bible, we fail to see the relevance of God's word to our lives. But as I looked at this passage this morning, you know, I became very aware that our journey through life is really no different from that journey that Abraham took thousands of years ago. There are some principles outlined in this passage which I believe if we were to employ them or apply them to our daily lives, that our lives with God and our lives in this earth would be much more meaningful, much more encouraging, and much more productive. Praise God. Now in Genesis chapter 12 and verse 1, and I want you to somehow enter into the spirit of the text. Right? Climb into the Bible. Climb into the Bible with me. And let us get the spirit of what is happening here. It says in Genesis 12 and verse 1, the Lord had said to Abraham, leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. Now, very often we pray the Lord's Prayer, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, we pray. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And sometimes we just go through the motion when we say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. You know, the truth is that in order for us to know or to do God's will, in order for God's kingdom to come and God's will to be done in our lives, it is very necessary for us to hear from God. I want you to hear that again. In order for God's kingdom to come and God's will to be done in our lives, it is very necessary for us to be instructed by God. Think about it. How can we know God's will unless we hear from God? We cannot know God's will unless we know what God wants us to do. And in this passage it says, the Lord had said to Abraham. In other words, Abraham didn't just get up and say, I have an idea. It seems to be a good idea. I hope it's a God idea. I'm gonna leave this land and I'm gonna go to another land. He didn't do it like that. The Bible says, the Lord had said to Abraham. Amen. And that's very important. I believe in this life that God wants to speak to every person. Amen. God wants us to hear his voice. God wants us to get his direction for our lives so that his kingdom might come and that his will might be done in our lives. Praise God. So the Lord had said to Abraham, what did he say? He said, leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. Now, it's one thing for God to say, leave your people, leave your country, leave your father's household, leave familiar territory, leave people that you have known perhaps all your lifetime. That's one thing, and it's very difficult. Most times, that's very difficult. But guess what? He said, and go to the land I will show you. Praise God. In other words, he has not shown him yet. He has not said to him, Abraham, I want you to go to Egypt, or I want you to go to Canaan. The Lord has not shown him where he ought to go. In other words, he's asking Abraham to leave and to go by faith, to guide him, to trust God, to guide him every step of the way. Now, some people would say, you know, God is crazy. How can God expect me to leave my father's household, to leave my country, my people, and not know where I am going? I mean, that's not easy. But you know, as I thought about it, do you know that in this life, a lot of the time, as we journey through life, we don't know where we're going? Think about it. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. We don't know what's going to happen next month. We don't know what's going to happen next year. We don't know what's going to happen the following year. We don't know if we'll be alive or if we'll be dead. We don't know if we'll be in our jobs or we'll be out of a job. We don't know if the very house that we live in, if we will still be there. We don't know if circumstances are going to go against us remaining there. Life is filled with unknown. But you know something? The only thing that is constant in our lives, the only known factor that we have in our lives, is that God has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. And I don't know about you, but for me, you know, that's very important. It's very important to know that God has said in his word, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. So what that is saying is that despite all the uncertainty of the future, we can have an assurance that God is with us, even when we don't know. We don't feel like God is with us. Praise God. So God said, leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. Another thing I want us to, a thought I want us to reflect on is that, you know, when God calls us, it often results in us leaving certain situations. Amen? I remember when I gave my heart to the Lord, I had some good friends. Well, I thought they were good friends. I had some people who were, some persons who I thought were good friends. Spies. We used to go to parties together. We used to go to nightclubs together. We used to play soccer together. We used to eat mango together. We used to do all sorts of things together. And when I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, every one of them turned their back on me. Every one of them, they felt that I was no longer worthy to be associated with. They ignored me. They turned their back on me. But you know, there were also persons that God said, there were associations that God spoke to me about, and he said, listen, you can no longer be associated with certain persons, because their idea of life is much different from mine. The way in which they conduct their lives, they are an abomination to me. So you can't continue associating yourself with them any longer. And so I began to learn and to understand that, you know, when God calls us, that there are times that we have to walk away from persons. There are times when we have to walk away from situations. You know, Abraham's father was an idol worshiper. He was an idol worshiper. His entire household, except himself and Lot, they were idol worshippers. And you know, I am not saying that anybody must turn their backs on their family. But, you know, there are times when we have to distance ourselves from the activities of our relatives. Because, you know, the truth is that some of us have relatives who are idol worshippers. Now, I'm not saying you must stop talking to your relatives. I'm not saying you must not help your mother and your father. But what I'm saying is that, you know, there are times that we have to distance ourselves from their ways. We have to draw a line. We have to say, you know something, I can no longer do that or this because it is not of God.
Ah, the time has gone again. But isn't that a real challenge? One, to hear the voice of God, and two, to obey the call of God on our lives, like Abraham. But you know what? Both are possible. I would like to pray for persons who may be in a similar situation and are fearful of the unknown, fearful of the future. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for every person who has listened to this program tonight. Lord, you see those who are in fear of the future, Lord. You see those, Lord Jesus, who are fearful of the unknown. Lord, you have spoken to many persons already, Lord, that it's time for them to move out in faith, Lord God, and to obey your word and your call upon their lives. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you'll reveal yourself to them in an even mightier way, and that, Lord Jesus, they will no longer fear, O God, but they will obey you, Lord God. They will obey the call that you have placed upon their lives. Lord, I loose the bands of wickedness set up over your people. I undo them of every heavy burden. I set them free, O God, from every spirit of oppression. And I break every yoke of bondage that would prevent them, Lord Jesus, from obeying your word. Lord, I pray that you will continue to heal those who are broken in heart and in spirit, and that you will set those who are in captivity to the devil free from his hold. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, keep those prayer requests coming in. We really want to hear from you. As usual, you may drop us a line at Healing the Brokenhearted, care of 39 Shortwood Road, Kingston 8, or you may email us at upperroomcommunitychurch@gmail.com. Well, until next time, this is Pastor Metz on behalf of Pastor Merhead, wishing you all a blessed good evening.